Boy, Rhonda, you had a busy day yesterday, didn't you?
We did have a busy day. There was a lot going on. So just wrapping up today, the Southwest Nebraska Big Give. It's hard to believe, but that was our 10th annual that we've been at this. I don't know, want to know what age you were when we started this, Sam. So yeah, we had the Southwest Nebraska Big Give was yesterday, and by all measures, it was another huge success. One of the things, we get asked frequently, do we have a goal when we set out? And we're like, no, we just, you just kind of want to make improvements every year, and that's what we've done. You know, I meant to go back and look, but I know the first year, I think we were thrilled because we reached that 100,000 mark. And yesterday, I think if you look on the website, we're right under that 290,000, but that does not include the sponsorship dollars, which is really, you know, the other big piece of the big give, because that's the matching funds that the organizations give. So we'll work on that over the next week, and probably by the time that it's all said and done, you'll be around that $370,000, which is another new high for the big give. I think last year for 2024, we were at $335,000. So that's what we like to see, is just increased participation of organizations, you know, more people making donations, businesses stepping up, and then just additional sponsorship. So just want to say a huge thank you to everybody, you know, everybody here at KICX and all the other local media, because it doesn't happen if people don't know about it. So that's the big part, you know. And one of the other big changes that we've kind of made, you know, we've really worked on the marketing piece and the social media. So a shout out to Tricia and Amy up at the hospital, and then Stacy down at MMB Bank for really working. They literally worked with any organization that was part of the big give on their marketing and helped them make posts and take pictures and et cetera like that. So I think that's another key part on just making this a success every year.
And obviously all this money going to businesses, or, you know, and to everybody,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's these nonprofits, you know, they have to be a 501c3, and they have to have a presence in McCook too, in order to be part of this. And so this truly goes back into the communities. And, you know, it started as Big Give McCook, but then we were like, you know, all of Southwest Nebraska can benefit. So we literally stretch from Hagler all the way over to Cambridge, and then Curtis, and everywhere in between, you know, that they are part of this, a part of this event. And so we know that we need McCook to be strong, and we need Southwest Nebraska to be strong. So it does it. And, you know, we're just getting more and more organizations every year and stuff. And so that's the fun part, is that you get to support, you know, what's important to you. So it's a fun day. It's a lot of work.
Yes.
I'm doing a good job of delegating, and I really don't do all that much. A huge shout out to Melissa Stritt and Lisa Felker down at MNB Bank. I mean, they just sit there from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. typing on a spreadsheet, putting in data. That's how if you follow the counter on the website, they're the ones that are kind of making that happen and stuff. So, shout out to them. And then the rest of the Community Chest Committee, that's who organizes the Big Give. It's a group of volunteers just from around the community. And I know if I name them, I'm going to mess it up. We have Joanna Scott down at Pinnacle. Gene Whedon is on there. Mark Searcy, who unfortunately wasn't able to help us yesterday because he's a little busy today.
Yes.
Pam Wolford and Linda Cutter down at Horizon Bank. And so I hope I'm not missing anybody, but they put in a lot of countless hours leading up to the big give so that we can have a successful day.
And, like you mentioned, obviously kind of reaching some new heights as always, which is always a good thing. And that's just a tribute to everybody just giving what they can.
It is, you know, and that's what we said, you know, we'll take the big donations, but those little dollars add up then too. And that was probably the other unofficial goal that we have, is the number of donors. And you can follow that on the website. And so a new high this year was that we passed the 1,000 mark last year. I think we topped out about 954 donations, and we're about 1,048 this year. So it's neat just to see even that participation. And like I said, every dollar adds up, and all those organizations, benefit and kind of count on it. You know, this, for some of these groups, this is how they keep their lights on and their doors open. Otherwise, they're not going to be here to serve the community. And then there's other groups that they rely on these to make those special projects happen that just make our quality of life better here in the community. So it's just a really fun fun day to be part of.
Yeah, and you mentioned a long day, and I know, I'm sure the plans for next year already happening.
Well, they are. You know, we do this on the first Thursday, just kind of where it's fallen, but they've already, you know, we'll take those. There's still some wrap up that goes right now, you know, and if you're like, man, I completely forgot. they will take your money down at MMU Bank. Just stop down there, and find Lisa and Melissa. They are more than willing to take a donation today and get it added in there. You know, we do it on the one day, kind of excitement, and put a spotlight on it. But you can still make a donation outside of that time, and we'll get it on there. So, yeah, just stop down there by the bank. But it was, like I said, it's a fun day. We need to say a thank you to Tyler and the entire staff down there at McCook Christian Church. You know, we did a drive-through down there, and we did a soup competition, and we had 16 organizations that showed up so they could bring their favorite soup and then also talk about their organization and share what they do with people and stuff. And that was another fun event. I've got to begrudgingly say Father K from St. Pat's did win it with his chili, just barely over the YMCA with their dill pickle soup. But that was just a really fun event that I think that we'll do moving forward, just because not only you got fed, the social aspect was wonderful, just to be among those people. And then there were other events going on. I know Indianola was grilling hamburgers and Stratton was serving soup and stuff. And it's just fun to see, you know, that it feels good to give. But then it's also and just carrying that forward of just being around and helping other people.
Well, and I'm sure to see the people giving too. You know, I know a lot of the time you can stop and drop off the money, but to kind of get everybody together and enjoy that that aspect too.
It was just fun. So I anticipate that the soup supper may heat up in competition from here. It was I don't know how much trash talking there was going on, but it was just a neat fun event that we added on this year, and I can see that one moving forward. So just a huge thank you to the entire community across Southwest Nebraska for supporting this. You know, it doesn't happen, number one, without the primary sponsors, which is Graff Charitable Foundation and M&B Bank. And then we also have sponsorship from Community Hospital and First Interstate Bank, and then a lot of other sponsors. And that's what makes the big give even more impactful, because what happens are the individual donations then are matched based on those sponsorship dollars. So it just makes the dollars go further. So go to the website is still up. You can't make a donation through the website right now. You know, it is open just those 24 hours, but you can go on there. You can check and see how all the organizations did. You can check out the sponsors. Learn more about those organizations, because just because it's over, they still need your help, whether it's giving of your maybe volunteering, you know, or checking out what they're doing and stuff like that. So the website is pretty much always up. So just swnebiggive.org.
Yeah, I was going to say, always stop by the website. I know you guys are very involved on Facebook for all that stuff too, right?
Yep, so just check it out. And just a huge thank you to McCook and all of Southwest Nebraska for supporting the 2025 Southwest Nebraska Big Give.